Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
TP Lamphill's running the operation. Keep on sports with you until 6 o'clock. And we talk about, you know, Oreo cookies for a moment there and all the different flavors that they've come up with. You know, Pop-Tarts have not been, without chasing off the beaten path themselves. I saw Fruit Loops the other day. And I know when I buy them for my daughter because she loves Pop-Tarts. She likes the s'mores. I'm more of a chocolate fudge Pop-Tart guy. But, you know, I've had to deal with brown sugar cinnamon. My son was here earlier this week for a day. Sent him home with some. That's his favorite. So you have to kind of take what you get. Love to know what your favorite, if you have a favorite off-brand Oreo. In other words, not the double stuff or the regular Oreo cookie, but love to know what your favorite Oreo is of all these other flavors that they've tried. There have been some good, and there have been some bad. Chocolate peanut butter pie, to me, was a home run. Absolutely a home run. So, we'll see. We'll see. Give me a call, 1-800-636-1067. How does Washington avoid getting in the hole? What have we seen from Alex Smith? The quarterback's coach is Ken Zampezi.
Well, we're real excited about his progress. He came off the bench twice, so he gets thrown in there a little bit. You can see how his reactions get better and better as time goes, and then having a whole full week of practice last week really helped things. So we're real excited about going into this week and where he's at. And, he's continuing to make progress physically. Well, he does it exactly how we ask him to do it, and then he does it with decisiveness. Everything's thought out. Every look's thought out. When I'm going to this guy and why, so that when it happens on game day, it's natural, it's quick, it's decisive, and it goes where we said it was supposed to go. And you love that as a coach. The things that you talk about during the week actually happen on game day. That's a huge positive, and it makes you want to give him more and more. That's the part that's gotten a lot better. I'm fine. I like where he's at, and he hadn't hit a plateau either. So it's going to get better as we go, as we make adjustments to the brace and the different things that gives you. You know, we're tinkering on the way, and it's not like when he's a rookie, but we're making progress every week, and he's aware of it, and he works at it, and then we do the drill work to make sure that we're feeling good as we make moves quickly. And you saw in the last Detroit game, there's one in the second half. He really had to get up inside of an edge rusher. And I was like, oh yeah. Okay. Here we go. It was great.
And the thing about it is Ken was like, no. Alex. Oh no. Oh, he got through there. Okay. He got through there. Okay. All right. Cause I don't know how you can't watch Alex play. And every time somebody gets near him still, you don't go, oh, don't get hit, you know. Don't fall into his leg. You know, I mean, I think a lot of us are still there at that point. But he has taken the hits. He's still, you know, been tackled. And he's gotten up, you know. I'm sure there's a moment we're all like, ooh, you know. But you heard what Ken Zampezi said about Alex there. And I think that, you know, look, in the short term, we can't worry about right now. We're not worried about who will be the quarterback in 2021. That we'll worry about that when we get there. But if you're telling me that Alex Smith is going to play like this, I don't mind him being a piece of the puzzle to play next year. And here's why. If you look at the upper part of this draft, and, you know, Grant Paulson and I have had some discussion on some college guys. And look, if you're not getting Lawrence or Fields, I can't guarantee that the other guys are going to be ready to play. I continue to love what I see from Kyle Trask at Florida. If you get a chance to watch him on the weekends, do it. Zach Wilson continues to be a guy that, you know, gets people incredibly excited. No need for the blue pill. They watch Zach Wilson play, they get really excited. And, you know, look, I mean, to me, for Zach Wilson, I just need to see it for a longer period of time. Like what I'm seeing right now, has made a huge jump from last year when he couldn't consistently win the job week to week to now there's no question who the quarterback is there at BYU. So those are two names that are going to rocket up the draft board because, as we saw with Daniel Jones, with Dwayne Haskins, guys that probably should have been taken in the latter round of the first round in terms of their overall impact when you list the top players coming in the draft, to, you know, guys that went at number 6 and went at number 15. Daniel Jones is chasing it. He's getting better. And obviously, we know what Dwayne's situation has become here. So if you're going to tell me Alex is going to get through the rest of the season healthy, let's play him next year and let's address needs that you have in many other places, because you have them in many other places. So Ron's been getting those questions this week about Alex and about 2021. You know, it kind of reminds me, and I understand the job, and he understands the job that I think we as media people do and what we discuss and why we discuss it. But, you know, it kind of reminds me, here we are, you know, week 9, teams 2 and 7, going into week 10. And it's just like when people were banging on KD, like in the first quarter of the season of his free agent year. Hey, Kevin, where are you going to sign next year? Every single day that he stepped to a podium, it was, Kevin, where are you going? Kev, do you know where you're going to play next year? It was like, dude, we're only in like game 15. Can we worry about that? But that's what it reminds me of. That's what it reminds me of. Everybody wants to know, well, is Alex in your plans now next year? You know, what does it do for, you know, Dwayne Haskins? And what does it do for Kyle Allen? And, oh, yeah, we even had Steven Montez brought up last week. Let's worry about the now. This team's, if it was just the quarterback position that was holding this group back, then sure, I could understand all systems go for a quarterback in the first round next year no matter what. But it's not the only thing that's holding this team back. It's not the only reason why they're falling in a 17-3 hole in the blink of an eye, seemingly, in all of these football games. There's issues at linebacker. You need an offensive lineman. You know, you're hoping a guy like Sewell or Alex Leatherwood, maybe of Alabama, maybe those would probably be the top two tackles. You know, if you end up at 7 or 8, that's probably not a bad thing, because you're not going to get Sewell, but you may get Leatherwood. And that probably addresses more of a direct need anyway. You can win some games with Alex Smith playing quarterback, it looks like, if you get a better offensive line that can run the ball to take some of the pressure off Alex. You know, you got to go find a linebacker, you know, whether it's Micah Parsons of Penn State, who was part of that little unsavory ESPN report today that I would urge you to read. Really uncomfortable reading some of those details on the air, so I'll let you read it, out of respect for some of our younger audience that might be riding along with the moms and the dads out there. But, you know, that's a guy that could help you right away at linebacker. You got a hole there. You cannot turn down any quality in the secondary at this point. So you don't necessarily have to go draft Zach Wilson or Kyle Trask to get where you want to go, at least get in a better direction. But don't think for a minute, and here's where the challenge becomes. Look, you look around at the division. Yeah, we know it's having a terrible year. You assume, and you should assume, that Dak will eventually get back with Dallas. Now, whether they can fit the things they need to help their team under the, you know, salary cap remains to be seen. But I can sure as heck tell you, I think the Giants' trajectory is going in a positive direction. And you certainly have to feel at some point the Eagles' luck in terms of injuries is going to turn around. You know what I mean? Is there anybody taking reps at wide receiver this week because of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside coming down with COVID? And obviously guys in the wide receiver room guilty by contact tracing. Is anybody taking any snaps at wide receiver in practice for the Eagles this week? And I guess if they're doing things virtually, then that answer would be no anyway. But my goodness, if you're Carson Wentz and you don't have anybody to practice throwing to in a year where you're already struggling as it is, how does the quarterback get better now? But you know at some point they're going to get better too. So you got to get going here, not just to get better, but to keep up with the Joneses in your own division. Because even if Dallas is poor on defense, if Dak comes back, they're going to be able to put up mega yardage and points like they were. That's the whole thing about Dak getting hurt that just, I mean, you talk about an offense that was running dynamically. And you don't have that here. You don't have the kind of offense, and your defense isn't top flight yet to the point where you can shut down an offense that was putting up yardage like the Cowboys were. So that's, you know, you've got a lot of holes here. You got a lot of holes here. And if you're going to try and get ahead of a division that has shown to be gross so far here in 2020, you know, you've got to get some of those other pieces going. And if you had to go with Alex Smith for next year, if he keeps playing like he is right now, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, at least for 1 year. But as we know, the draft is a risk. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, sorry, I have to take my mask off. The question I have for you, Pete, is, you know, difference between a franchise quarterback and a regular quarterback. And, you know, which one do you think this franchise needs? And when I say franchise quarterback, I think of people like, you know, Russell Wilson. I think of people like, his name escapes me, boy in Green Bay, where ultimately the team is going to pay this individual a whole lot of money, and they're going to expect that individual to win those games. They're going to expect that quarterback to make the team around him better. I think that's why I think of like a franchise quarterback, as opposed to just maybe a regular quarterback, and he has to have tools around him so that the team can succeed, maybe Garoppolo, if you will, in San Francisco and so forth. So, and I don't know if all franchises, when they draft a quarterback, they're drafting, you know, someone where they think that person should be the franchise quarterback. But I think there are two ways to build a team, and, I wonder what are your thoughts? Because, I mean, we've always tried to draft, quote-unquote, a franchise quarterback, someone who we can put the team on their shoulders, and this individual will take us to the promised land, and that doesn't work. So I wonder whether or not, with so much talent among the team, you know, we're probably just better off drafting, you know, a decent guy, you know, someone who may never be a Hall of Famer, but, you know, a decent guy, and then build around him, put excellent pieces around him, so, you know, maybe the team can win that way.
Well, here's the thing, Andre, and here's the question you have to ask yourself, all right? When Tom Brady was drafted, he was drafted as a sixth-round pick. He was not drafted to be a franchise quarterback. He developed into a franchise quarterback, though, through his head coach and an offense that stayed consistent in terms of the people calling the plays for the most part, and it stayed together as a system. So he developed into the franchise quarterback. Now, you can go that route, and you can hope that that guy happens, or you can take one of that, you know, next tier of guys, if we truly believe, you know, there is a difference between Lawrence, Fields, and then that next group of guys, you know, so it all depends. Do you have faith in this coaching staff to develop that player that you may take further down in the draft? Kirk Cousins, for a fourth-round pick, actually gave you decent production. He gave you above fourth round pick production. But did he give you franchise quarterback production? No. Did he get paid like a franchise guy by Minnesota? Yes. It only takes one team to like your performance and like the numbers that you're putting up. So Kirk Cousins hit the lottery here, was paid like a franchise quarterback, but isn't really that elite level quarterback. He's in that next group down, as you would describe, in that group of good quarterbacks. So he's a guy that you can win with if you have a dominant defense or if you have a strong running game. I mean, he's got as good a running game right now as anybody in the league with Dalvin Cook, and they have finally started to hit a little bit of a stride finally this season. So you have to look at it, and as you mentioned, two ways. So do you trust this staff enough to build with a quarterback that might be taken a little bit further down, like Brady, like Cousins, who got paid like elite quarterbacks like you're talking about, or does it have to be a Trevor Lawrence, a Justin Fields, a Deshaun Watson, a Pat Mahomes, guys that were picked, you know, certainly in the top 10 of the draft? Does it have to be one of those? That's ultimately what you have to ask yourself is, do you trust this staff to build that player? It's as simple as that. It really is. Andre, appreciate the call. We'll get to more of your calls next. 1-800-636-1067. It's the AAA Always On Call listener line. How does Washington, as Ron Rivera says, build yet try to win? And as we look at that process, because those questions were asked this week, are you cool with building other places like offensive line and linebacker and safety and allowing Alex Smith to drive the car next year if he continues to show you what he has shown you over the last couple of weeks? And how do they stay out of the hole this week? Can we please just not fall behind 17-3 and then try to play, you know, miracle football again? Let's complete the fairy tale for Alex Smith, but let's do it from in front this time. How do they do that? 1-800-636-1067. It's AAA Always On Call listener line on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. If he can play like he has shown us the last couple of weeks, particularly in the second half. But at the same time, why are they falling behind in games, and how do they avoid that this week against Cincinnati? Can they just not play in a 14 or 17-point hole? It'd be great. It'd be great not to fall behind three scores. It'd be fabulous. Let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, you're on 106.7 The Fan. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Mark? I'm doing well.
Look, I got a trade for you. Why not trade their first-round pick to Houston for Deshaun Watson?
Not a chance Houston makes that deal.
Well, who's to say? They're going to get a new coach regardless. Maybe they can get two first rounds and go from there. But here's my point. Here's what I really want
but
to say.
Let me ask you a question, Mark. Hold on right there. Yeah. Do you think a new coach coming into Houston would want to trade Deshaun Watson? Do you think there's anybody out there that would?
You never know. We've seen strange. Hey, look. McDaniels, the guy in New England, got rid of Jay Cutler in Denver. Anything is possible. Look, Pete, this is what I'm trying to say, man. I think everybody needs to slow their roll about Alex Smith. They played some teams that really aren't doing anything. And to be bluntly honest with you, Cincinnati is the best team that they're going to see. You know, I wish Haskins had the teams that Alex Smith was playing. I know you guys want to have a Rudy moment. I get it. You love the movie Rudy. I get it. Everybody loves Rudy. They love that movie.
Speak
and
for yourself.
That's what you're looking for with Alex.
Speak for yourself.
But the reality of the situation is, Pete, you want this team to win, right?
Of course.
Everybody is ahead of us. We're not developing anything, and we're playing this circle. We are the Wizards 20 years ago. When the Wizards were showcasing Michael Jordan just to get people to like them.
Ring the bell. Mark with a great comparison. That's a great comparison, Mark. You're absolutely right. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, everybody is ahead of us, and we're sitting up here, Alex Smith looked great. He's looking this, he's looking that, against teams that are going to be at the bottom of their division. And Cincinnati is the better of these three teams. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you have to be realistic about Alex. Let's see what he does against Pittsburgh. See, that'll be the real test, which I don't think Ron really wants to see. That's when you'll see Haskins back in there. I guarantee you that. Haskins will be back in there after they lose to Dallas and lose to Cincinnati. Oh, he'll throw him in against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he'll want to showcase. Look, everybody says trade him. Everybody's saying Pittsburgh would be a great destination for him. Well, what a great place to showcase him, play him against the Steelers. after not playing for like 8 weeks.
Steelers, wouldn't it?
It would be unbelievable.
Steelers, then, wouldn't it?
Yes, sir.
You guys would lose your mind if Dwayne Haskins beat the Steelers.
First of all, Mark, hold on.
Hold on.
Do not lump me in with the rest of the guys on this station about Dwayne, okay? I've been the one guy that was on the Dwayne train, okay?
I agree, and I still think they should play him. But everybody else has gotten, like, Russell, I have no idea what the hell is wrong with Chris Russell. But, you can't let – I just don't understand how you can let a 23-year-old kid – I mean, he could just be offside. And this is – and what scares me is – if they draft the quarterback next year, and what if he gets off to a bad start? You going to bench him?
That's true. I mean, it'd be the exact same situation.
You know, you got to be patient with these kids. You can't keep destroying them every week. It's like they take shots at him. He hasn't been on the field in over a month, but that's okay.
Mark, as I've said, he can't even speak right now to defend himself.
No, he can't. He can't say anything.
He can't defend himself.
This is blown up in Ron Rivera's face by going for the division. This is totally blown up in his face. Everybody in the division. Dallas, if they had a quarterback, would be better than Washington. And right now, we still have the same question that we had 6 months ago. We don't have a quarterback.
And we don't have any wins either. You're right.
I agree.
As always, Mark, appreciate it, buddy. It's a great call. And no matter what side of the issue on the quarterback you fall on, Mark presented it well there, presented his side. So, you know, I mean, yes, everybody that covers the team and covers sports wants Alex Smith to complete the fairy tale and win a game. He's back on the field. He's shown us he can play a little bit, but we're still 2-7. The last three games that we've lost could be 5-4. You could be 5-4 and you would look like a juggernaut in this division. But we just dig that hole. I got a shovel right behind me here in my basement. And it's the same shovel that I take outside into the flower bed and I dig a big hole so I can plant something in that flower bed. It's what they do every week right now and then come flying back in the game and everybody goes, "Oh, it's a close game." Yes. We're getting there. We're so close. Well, how do you fall behind in the first place? Because you could be 2-7 with Dwayne Haskins, too. And at least the kid would have had a fighting chance to improve, just like Daniel Jones has gotten in New York. At least he has 3 wins. 2 of them have come against Washington. So, there is that. But, yes, sure, we want the fairy tale. And if he continues to play like this, maybe he earns the spot for next year. And maybe you can address some other needs. It's a good call. It's a good topic. We'll continue when we return. 1-800-636-1067. It's the AAA Always On Call listener line. Rock's got an update right here on Sports Radio 1067 The Fan. Welcome back, you and me. Pin on Sports till 6.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6 o'clock, J.P. Finley at 4. Coming up at 5:35, my boys have come through. An Oreo report on the different varieties that are being prepped. You mean there's more? I mean, my goodness. I didn't think Oreo could try more. Apparently there's more. Also going to check in on the Bengals with James Rapine coming up at 5 o'clock as well. Brock and Landfill are doing the hard work. When you call in, be kind to them. Say hello. Riggo on Twitter. That's not John Riggins, just someone that says Riggo. He's Wildcat 587. He says there's absolutely no reason to play Haskins. He's Jamarcus Russell Part 2, who will be out of the league in 1 to 2 years. Time will dictate that, and I have every belief that Dwayne Haskins will not become a 315-pound quarterback and eat his way out of the league. Let's go to Rod in Landover. Rod, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, Rod?
All right. I kind of agree with the last caller, and before you went to break, kind of stole a little bit of my thunder. My thing is, you know, what has Alex done? I mean, he hasn't won anything. You know, the numbers that he's putting up is when the team is already down by 3 or 4 touchdowns. And to me, it looked like when the team fall behind, that the team that they plan, it almost looked like they go on some type of prevent defense. I may be wrong, but I mean, he's accumulating a lot of numbers with no W's. I mean, you said it before you went to break. Dwayne Haskins could have been doing that, and in doing so, he would have been learning, I think. So to me, I mean, it's like they're not going nowhere. But even if you use the draft pick to pick an offensive lineman or linebacker or whatever, and Alex came back as your quarterback, you're talking about a man that's now a year older. His arm strength is already somewhat, going down. I mean, the team would still be no better than 5-11, 4-12 at that point, depending on who they got to play the following year. So, I mean, it's like they seem like they don't really have no plan and really no solution, because Alex Smith, we already know, is not the solution this year or next year.
Appreciate the call, Rod. And look, I mean, you're right. It's exactly what, Mark was talking about and what we were talking about before the break. I mean, look, the record is still 2-7. It's still 2-7. You're falling behind, big holes. You come fighting back. Everybody's, we're this close. We're this close. Well, are you? Are you this close? And to me, unless the Jets or Jaguars do something silly here and get on some kind of run, you're not going to be in position for Lawrence or Fields. And there is a difference. Those two guys are on an elite level. The next level down are quarterbacks that can be good, but they are not on that elite level with those two guys. And those would be the guys you're picking from at that point. So, and look, the thing about, and we all sit here, we assume that if Dwayne was playing, he would be learning in this situation. But he might also be failing. But at least then we'd have more of a sample size. He's not been given the sample size to be decided on that Daniel Jones has gotten in New York. That's obvious. I mean, you can't dispute that at this point. And look, I understand why Ron made the move in terms of saying, hey, we have a chance to win. So let's go to the guy that gives us the best chance to win. And that was Kyle Allen because of his knowledge of the system. So they've either, I mean, look, and I know they're not going to come out and say it any more than what Ron has indicated already publicly, because that's not Ron's MO. I've never seen Ron just come out and just savage somebody. But unless there's more to it, now they are content to go forward with Alex in this situation, because certainly the math is still in play for them to win, so to speak. And he's looking out for the entire roster. I understand all of that. That's why that's happening. But you know, that's where you have to make a critical decision that could in some respects be foolish, because what does winning a division at 5-11 or 6-10 do for you? As we often said, it doesn't do much. Let's go to the district. Lap, you're on 106.7 The Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man? Big fan of the show.
Appreciate it, hey, sir. Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment, but then I wanted to ask you a question afterwards. I don't understand this team, man. I didn't want Ron. I wanted a young coach that can relate to these guys. I know the defense, you know, is a little bit better than it was last year, but we still got some holes. I mean, I'm cool with rocking with Alex Smith the rest of the year and next year, even though I really wanted to see Dwayne play and perform and do well. It would be cool for Alex to win the division and take us to the playoffs and maybe get comeback player of the year. But I don't know, man. When we can't even beat teams that's just as sorry as us, what'd that say about us?
Nah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
If we cut Alex now, don't we save money? Doesn't he have one more year in his contract?
He's got two.
Oh, he got two. Well, shoot, I'll just rock with him, man, and maybe somebody else. Tua's brother is out there with Maryland. Maybe he'd be ready to come to us, you know, or some other quarterbacks. But I'll just rock with Alex until then, and maybe Dwayne can learn if they didn't give up on Dwayne, quote unquote, like they said. But we'll see. But that's just my take on it. But we got a long way to go. Long way to go.
You're right about that, Lap. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Alex in Ashburn. Alex, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
Listen, the Washington football team, the team is 2-7 because they don't have the depth on the defensive line to overcome a loss of Matt Ioannidis. They don't have the depth at linebacker to overcome, to only have Cole Holcomb, who was injured the first half of the, you know, first half of the year. A defensive back. They're going with Logan Thomas as their tight end. They need a lot more than just a quarterback. So we have two quarterbacks on this team that can be game managers. They need to focus on building out the rest of the team. I have no problem with what Rivera is doing. I live in Ashburn. I work out with some of the players. I'll tell you this. If you watch Any Given Sunday, what's happening with Dwayne is exactly what happened with Jamie Foxx's character in there. You got Dwayne's got a big head, and he's ticked off a lot of his teammates. And that's the reason why he's not playing. He has not put in the work. Maybe in the offseason he'll figure it out and come around. But that's his deal. That comes directly from the player's mouth that I know. So that's all I really want to say, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate the call. And look, I mean, that's what Ron Rivera has said. I mean, he's not saying anything that, you know, Alex didn't just say anything that Ron hasn't said publicly. Work ethic, work habits, that's the issue. Because when you look at Dwayne Haskins on the surface, the young fellow's physically has got the tools. I mean, he's got a cannon for an arm. And, you know, it's the other things, right or wrong, that it, whether you agree with the coach or not, if your coach at the professional level, who can help you get compensated handsomely at one point in your life, tells you to do something a certain way, a guy that's gotten a team to a Super Bowl, you know, Ron's just not some, you know, schmuck off the street who's been recycled three or four times, you know, like we see in all professional sports. This is a guy that's had the opportunity to get a team to the Super Bowl. He's won 15 games in a regular season. And if he's trying to tell you that that's the way you got to do your business, well, then go do it and work your way back into the lineup. Instead, you've now gotten yourself to the point where they're playing the bionic man ahead of you at this point, and they show no signs of putting you back in the lineup at any point. So we'll see. Mark on Twitter says, what's more important to Ron, letting a QB who the coach doesn't really believe in learn and hurt an entire offensive unit, or put Alex in and have a leader teach everyone on offense? Now, that goes to the point of what we've talked about a little bit here is, you've been able to evaluate more of your wide receivers now because you have a quarterback and had quarterbacks in Kyle Allen and now Alex Smith who have helped you realize that maybe we should put Cam Sims on the field more. Maybe we should put Isaiah Wright on the field more. Now, all of a sudden, Steven Sims, you know, who you were thinking, man, he might be our number two option. He's three or four right now coming back from injury. So you didn't really have to rush him back onto the field. So that's the counterpoint to not playing Dwayne, is you've been able to get some of these other players up to speed and maybe find out a little bit more about the depth you have on your club. Your calls continue. Lots of you on the lines. We appreciate it. AAA Always On Call listener line, 1-800-636-1067. Washington, how do they avoid the hole this week? Because that's a big deal. It's a big deal. If you can avoid getting into the hole, maybe when you finally start clicking on offense, you'll be ahead at the end of 60 minutes as opposed to playing catch-up for an entire 60 minutes. Back with more of your calls right here on The Fan. 2-6-1. Inside look at Joe Burrow, who everybody is going gaga for. And we are just 2 hours and 10 minutes away from NBA free agency. Feel the excitement, man. I mean, you talk about, you're going to see some silly dollars and silly contracts coming up. Also, let's hope Tommy Shepard and Davis Bertans get together, break some bread, even if it is virtually over a Zoom call or in a room 6 feet plus apart, and let's hammer out a deal and get the 42% three-point shooter back in the fold to run alongside John Wall and Bradley Beal starting, December 22nd. We're just over a month away from the start of the NBA. Be great to have that. Be great to have that. Just need something else. Just need something else. Can't keep watching MAC blowouts on TV in the middle of the week. Tulsa Tulane was great last night in the fourth quarter. And Seattle and Arizona entertained us last night. But we need something on. Need a little more. Need a little more. Need some more tasty morsels. NBA free agency, always a fun time. And you see some fantasy land contracts. So let's see what teams will do. Be willing to pay out despite the pandemic we're in, and probably not a whole lot of people in the buildings this coming season. Let's go back to Route 202, man. 202 representing hard today. Jerry's in Upper Marlboro. You're on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, I agree with your previous callers and the guy Mark. Mm-hmm. He needs to go on Sports Talk 980 and tell them the same thing. They going to put him back in there. They're going to put Haskins back in there right against Pittsburgh, you know, so he can have a bad showing. Which is not smart because, you know we can't beat Pittsburgh. We probably won't win another game. We favored to win this week, but we're probably going to lose. Mike, that coach might have been a bad decision. I mean, he's trying to change the culture, trying to do so much that he's failing to coach. I mean, that's what that young guy needs. He needs to be coached. So if he's not doing what you ask him to do it. Come right out and say if – he's not doing what you tell him to do. Come out and say it. He's been beating around the bush. Are we hearing all this stuff coming from other people, the media and all that? But Rivera has not said himself that I asked him to come in early. He didn't come. I asked him to stay after practice. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. Look at the games that he played. All those games, we would have lost anyway. And, you know, look how good he did against Baltimore. He was starting to go back on the streak that he went last year. He did good against Baltimore. He got sat down after that. I mean, he didn't throw an interception or nothing. They sat him down. They might not. In fact, they didn't sit him down. They didn't even activate him no more. He threw for 307 yards against a top defense. You know, now he's only back on the team as a backup because the other boy got hurt. That might have been the reason why they fired Rivera anyway for even picking out Allen. I mean, you know, they got rid of him and then we go get him. What kind of mess is that? Just like all the quarterbacks we go get, they get cut from somewhere else. I mean, we've got a legitimate first rounder. Work with the boy. He's young. You got to work with him. Tell him what you want to do. Coach him up. You know, as of right now, we don't even know what we have because we can't even see it. We can't see it because this fool thinks that he wants to go to the playoffs and do what? Lose the first game against a Tampa Bay, against anybody in the NFC? Come on, Seattle, really? What are we going to do? This your first year. You need to see what you have. Some of those other guys you're starting to play, I understand that. That's good. Some of them guys should have been playing if they wasn't hurt anyway, especially two receivers. They weren't hurt. They need to be playing anyway. Then you had Aki out there. Come on. You cut a real defensive back for Aki to be in there. Then you stuck him back in this Sunday. You see what he did Sunday. I mean, really?
Well, they had to. Look, now, Jerry, they stuck him back in there because of injury this week. I mean, he was the only guy they had left. So, you know, from that standpoint, and Jerry, I appreciate the call. I got to get somebody else in here before the break. But, look, I mean, they put Apke back in because of necessity, because somebody got hurt. And DeShazer Everett's not going to play this week either. Joe's in Ashburn. Joe, you're on 106.7 The Fan.
You know, just what this previous caller just said, we have a legitimate first-rounder. Why does everybody think he's a legitimate first-rounder? We've gone through two coaching staffs, Jay Gruden and now Ron Rivera, that have not had this guy rated high at all. The rest of the NFL has not had this guy rated high at all.
Joe, that's false. Joe, that's false. What? He was in a top 32. He was in a top 32 of everyone's. It's so revisionist history here. He was in the top 32. The Giants, the Giants were considering him at six. The Giants were considering him at six.
Were the Giants considering him at six or just messing with the Redskins?
No, they were considering him at six. There was legitimate. Right, there was legitimate thought he might go at six instead of Jones.
Pete. So, whose pick do you think this was? Was it Ron Rivera's? No. Was it Jay Gruden's? No. It was Dan Snyder's.
We
right?
know that. We know that. But Dan didn't just pull Dwayne. So Dan didn't just pull Dwayne out of midair.
Are we going to go off of a little Napoleonic complex guy who has so many issues that he has no idea about football? This was his pick. So everybody says, we picked him high, he must be good. That's what people are looking at. They're not looking at how this guy was really evaluated from our organization. He was evaluated by Dan Snyder. Point blank, we all know that. So when we go through two coaching regiments, Jay Gruden, now Ron, why are they not playing him? It's not just, you know, hey, maybe he would have been a high pick anyway, but listen, we're going off of some experts, not Dan Snyder.
Joe, we understand that. We understand that. Joe, I understand that. Appreciate the call. We got to go to break, but I appreciate the call. But look, let's not. Dwayne didn't just fall from the sky because Dan said, oh, I know him. I'm going to pick him. Go back and look at all the evaluations. Dwayne was in the top 32 pretty much of everyone's draft evaluations. The problem is he needed more thunder like Kirk Cousins, and they picked him in the first round at 15. That's not what happened. It's easy to say that now that Dwayne has not performed at the position, but that's a tired narrative. That's a tired narrative. This onus right now is fully on Dwayne to do the little things. Do the little things that now two coaching staffs have told you. It's not just Jay. We can't blame Jay for any of this. Jay's gone. Dwayne can't blame Jay for any of it. Jay's gone. But the same coaches have said the same thing. So those of us that want to see the player succeed, and believe me, there's more than just Dan Snyder out there that want to see him succeed. Because he's got some physical tools to play with. But if you show up at 7:59 for a practice that starts at 8, that's not how it works in this league. That's not how it works, whether you like it or not. This isn't college where you're the big man on campus and you roll in and you're going to be at practice anyway. These people are pros. And that's what they're telling him. But let's stop with this. Washington overdrafted Dwayne like nobody had him in the first round. Go back and look at every draft evaluation, because I did. I did, because I got tired of listening to the narrative. And everybody had Dwayne Haskins in the top 32. Everybody. Yes, Dan picked him. Big deal. He was going to go to the first round of somebody anyway. The Giants legitimately thought about picking him at six. It's that simple. He just doesn't do the things he's supposed to from a work habit standpoint. That's it. But he was a first-round talent and put up 50 damn touchdowns and beat some great defenses at Ohio State. It's not like he's some dude they just dropped out of midair because he's a friend of the coach, or a friend of the owner, rather. Enough of that. Enough of that. J.P. Finley joins us next right here on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.